This is a dictation for Vinny Stephens. V like Victor, I, N like Nancy, E like Ellie, Y like Yes, Vinny or Winnie. Last name is Stephens, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S. Date of birth is 8/27/1968. The patient is visiting us on 6/29/2023. She was referred by no one, and she found her advanced pain care by herself. The name of the physician that she has, family physician or primary care, is Dr. Zaher, Zaher Masallati. Masallati. The patient reports that she has been experiencing severe pain in the lower back for last 2 months, with a shooting pain to both hips and both legs posteriorly, all the way to the ankle, but not involving the foot or the toes. No pain in the neck or middle back is reported. No pain in the hands, arms, head. No trauma, no work-related accident, no fall. She reported that her primary care doctor saw her every 2 weeks and provided naproxen and muscle relaxer and Ortram. However, the pain has not gone away. There's no obvious cause, and it has been worsening since last 2 months. She is 87-year-old. Her son is bringing her to for an evaluation. The chief complaints again are pain in both the thighs and buttocks, and pain in the lower left tailbone, bone area, back spasm in the back, and pain is shooting down to both the legs, posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. She also reports of skin color change in both the arms, and does not report any fall, any accident, or any work-related injury to be the cause of it. These pains are continuous, and they're described as sharp, aching, heavy, tender, tiring, exhausting. Pain level is 10, and the ADLs are reported affected are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, coughing, walking, and improved by nothing. Investigations, our patient has had some x-rays at the doctor's office. Additional treatment. Patient reports of no other additional treatment. No physical therapy has been done. No MRIs have been done. And no chiropractic visits have been afforded. No injections. In addition, patient reports of severe muscle weakness, numbness, tingling, pins and needles of both the legs, especially occupying the buttocks and posterior part of thigh and the legs, all the way to the ankle, but not involving the toes or the foot. System review, patient reports following issues in heart disease, high blood pressure, pacemaker, defibrillation device, high cholesterol. In endocrine disease, patient has type 1 diabetes and takes insulin. Our Dr. Moss is taking care of the diabetes control. She has a history of arthritis in musculoskeleton and swelling. Past surgical history is placement of pacemaker in 2012, hysterectomy in 1977, and navel removal 1977. Allergy to sulfur-based medications. Family history, patient's reports, her mother is expired, no medical reasons. Father is deceased from heart attack. Siblings, three of the siblings from cancer and three are alive. Relationship status, patient is widowed. Employment status, patient is retired. Disability history, patient is not on disability, has not filed a disability. Legal history, no lawyer is representing her issues. Personal history. Patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use marijuana or any recreational drugs. She denies any homicidal thoughts, suicidal thought, anxiety, mood problem, sleep problem, depression, or self-worth problem. Regarding the ADLs, please review the chart. She reports that the general activity, work, and enjoyment of life are affected 10 due to the constant pain. In addition, walking and standing are affected 6. Due to the pain. Patient has filled the SOAP version 1.0 opiate.com and other risk tools, and it's found to be low risk in opiate use. Please review the chart for that. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 161 over 93 pulses. 106 pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'9". Weight is 165. 87-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and consciousness. Sinus is jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. And she's well-nourished, and patient does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. The patient does not appear to be severely anxious, lethargic. She has good attitude, demeanor, dress, and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk. She's able to... not able to walk. Actually, she is on a wheelchair, and she is not able to climb the steps or sit on the floor. Please mention in the skin that there is a color changes, darker patches of melanin deposits in the forearm, face, and upper chest. Cause is not known. This has been happening for last 1 month. Rest of the physical examination is from the chart. And neurological examination is normal, and so is a musculature examination. In musculature examination, please mention that there is a spasm of the right paraspinal muscles from T7 to L5 with several trigger points, and it's quite tender. There is also pain in the left sacroiliac joint beside the lower back pain. In musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template, spine tenderness at SI joint, bilaterally, and L4, L5, and L5, S1. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present on the right side of paraspinal region from T7 to L5 and with several trigger points, tenderness, hypertonicity of 2+. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine range of motions, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 10. Sorry, the extension is only 10. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerner test is negative, distraction test is negative, Sotoal test is negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test are negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral leg rest test is negative. Breger test is negative. Kemp test was negative. Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joints were bilaterally tender. Fibre test and Gunston test are positive bilaterally. Distraction test is negative. Iliac compression test is negative. Standing flexion test was negative. The rest of the extremities are normal. Please use a template. Diagnosis. In general, 110, E11.9, PNS M79.2, muscles M60.1, M79.1. R26.89, Z79.891, M62.830. These are all general. In the muscles, M60.9, M79.1, M62.838. Spine, in the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, XXA. M48.06, M54.08, M48.06, M47.8, 817. and sacroiliac spine M46.1, M54.17, and S33.5XXA, M53.3. Plan of care for Winnie Stephens comes from the template. The treatment protocol is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered. Patient will go for physical therapy. According to her insurance, they are not allowing the MRI unless the physical therapy is done for 6 months. And hence, the therapy is ordered for 2 times per week for 8 weeks, and even chiropractic care with traction and other modalities, even laser. PT evaluation has been requested. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medication, yes. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. Patient is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day. 60 tablet, 1 tablet 2 times a day for anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Lidocaine patch 5% daily, 30 of them. 1 daily for the area of lower back to provide additional relief. Topical, it's Voltaren gel 3%, 200 gram daily for anti-inflammatory and topical pain relief. Patient is provided with Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for neuropathic pain and traumatic nerve damage. For narcotic analgesics are provided Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 every 12 hours, 60 tablets for providing relief in pain and that is affecting the life functions and sleep. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry. Patient is requested to visit a psychiatrist to help understand the pathology of pain to see if there is any psychological issues. With the treatment with hypnosis, behavioral modification are requested. Fitness club program has been discussed with the patient to go and local pool and hot pool. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records are none are available. Patient just walked in with severe pain for last 2 months and interventional pain procedures are not being recommended except for trigger point injection at the right paraspinal region where there is some trigger points notice and tenderness notice. Surgical options are not on the table right now. Neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. Attended care caseworker not warranted. Past medical records have been order released from the primary care physicians. Investigations. At this time, patient is being ordered an MRI or a CT scan of the a X-ray of the pelvis and lumbar spine is ordered to identify the pathology as well as an MRI of the lumbar spine and left sacroiliac joint as well as MRI of the brain is ordered to identify any pituitary tumor to correlate with the color changes that the patient has. It is suspected that there could be a tumor on the pituitary, although there are no signs. Patient is also ordered an MRI of the left sacroiliac joint. DME, the patient has not been ordered for any DME right now. But she has been advised to use back brace if she would like. Education is yes, weight loss program none, disability none, follow-up visit in 10 days, direct contact yes. Thank you.